Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
That was classic. That was classic.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Holiday Automotive.
I'm not Matt.
What up, Matt?
Hi, I'm Matt.
Brewers Senior Vice President and General Manager Matt Arnold on the line with us this morning. Morning, Matt.
Hey there, guys. Good morning.
Exhale. I feel so much better. I do, and I know every game counts the same, man, but I'm at this point really hoping that we can pull out a split with the Dodgers today.
Same here, my friend. Yeah, we needed that one yesterday, and that's a really good team over there. We've played them a good amount over the years in big games, and we've won a handful, we've lost a handful, and certainly losing the first two wasn't fun for anyone. Last night was such a great win. Just a great team effort, and the guys showed a lot of courage there, especially after being down early. That was a great job overall.
And Devin Williams is doing a 1-2-3 in that ninth. I mean, you're playing the best right there. 1-2. What do you have? Shohei Ohtani, Mookie Betts, and then Freddie Freeman, and he knocked them all down.
Yeah, and it was pretty quick order, to be honest. I mean, you saw what he did with those guys, and that's the value of Devin Williams. Can't say enough good things about that guy. And even afterwards, he's just cool as a cucumber. You know, I mean, he was great. And so we spent some time together after the game, and he means a lot to this group. And again, like you said, that was just a great job by him.
Talking with Brewers General Manager Matt Arnold. Man, I know I put you in a tough spot when I ask you this question because there's nothing you can do about it. However, we've talked about this before. You're playing a team that is outspending you in payroll by more than $200 million. Like, how do the guys not walk into that situation and be like, oh, man, these guys?
No, I mean, look, that's not something that's really on our mind. I mean, I think we have plenty of resources to compete here. And I can tell you what, the guys, in the high five line last night, they want to beat that team across the field. And it doesn't matter who they are. You know that these guys have come together. And again, we got a lot of really good, talented young guys. I think we had a number of rookies in the lineup last night. And so it's a growth opportunity really for all those guys, and we don't really pay attention to the payroll of the other team, but we're going to go out there and fight them every single night.
Hey Matt, so Bryce Terang last night doubled, but because Joey Ortiz went from first to second, then took a hop back to first because he was trying to make sure the ball wasn't going to get caught, and then he ran the third and didn't touch second, they called that quote-unquote double a fielder's choice. So basically no hit, no double for Terang. After the game, Murph was hot about it. He was kind of fired up for it. Is there anything that can be done? Can that be challenged? Is there a way to turn that into a double after the fact?
Yeah, there are certainly ways we can petition the league and our guys in the media department will handle all of that stuff. I mean, I agree. I mean, that kind of hit shouldn't be a fielder's choice. I mean, it's just not what it was. But you know, it's not up to me that the league would have to rule on that type of thing. But yeah, we can certainly appeal that, and I know that we will.
Matt, wanted to ask you about the kid coming home. Robin Yount is going to have really special day at the yard. I believe it's Sunday, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yep.
Sunday. So you bring Robin back around. I wonder, do you try to orchestrate some time with him and Jackson Churio? I mean, there's so many parallels between a young guy in his teens coming up, being the hope of the franchise in the future. Do you get these guys together and have Robin just talk him through it?
I love it. I mean, even just watching Churio after the game last night, giving his interview, you know, on national TV and just what he's doing at a young age and his confidence. I mean, I didn't get to see a lot of Robin Yount play as a youngster, but, I can only imagine what that was like and just having that kind of connection. I mean, absolutely. I would love to set something like that up. That's a great thought. So, if they're together in the same building, let's make it happen. I love it.
Oh, well, you're welcome on that idea. Once you set up lunch, I can be there. I'm available Friday, Saturday,
moderate.
Sunday, whatever you need, pal.
Absolutely.
Okay, I'll wait by the phone then. Thanks, Matt. Brewers Senior Vice President, General Manager Matt Arnold on Brewers 360 this morning. It's a 1:10 first pitch at American Family Field.
By the way, a very special Robin Yount edition of Virtual Baseball coming up at 8:40 this morning.
I haven't had my muffin yet, Matt.